This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Yud Ches, like in Chacham, Hamed Aleph, seven Shuvis up from the bottom, the last word, the Amen. Before, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yosei follows the Shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Yosei said that Mashkin, Tumayim, can be Mitame something else, not only they themselves become Tame, but they can be Mitame something else, is because he followed the Shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. And what's that Shita? When it says, Yitmo in the Torah, Rabbi Akiva said you can read it also Yitame. Yitmo means it becomes Tame. Yitame means it can make something else Tame. So Rabbi Akiva said, since the Torah doesn't say Tame, it says Yitmo, so it implies also, it hints Yitame. Therefore, when it says Homashke, Asher Yishose Bechol Kli Yitmo, that Mashke becomes Tame, means also Yitame. That's where Rabbi Yisrael gets the idea that Mashke can be Mitame something else. I'll talk that over first. In that pasuk, it says, Kol Oichel Asher Ye Ochel Yitmo, Kol Amashke Asher Yishose Bechol Kli Yitmo. It says twice. So the Yitmo that's written by Oichle means it's not only Tome, but the Oichle can be Mitame Mashke. And the Yitmo that's written by Mashke means not only the Mashke Mitame, but it can be Mitame Oichle. That's how we explained last time, again. It's talking about a dead sheretz that entered into the airspace of the Kli Cheres. Now the dead Sheretz is an Avatumen. The Kli Cheres becomes a Rishon. The Oichel inside, or the Mashke inside, becomes a Sheni. So following Rabbi Akiva's lead, Yitma means the Sheni. The Oichel Hesheni can be Mitame something else. What? Mashkim. And it says, by Mashkim Yitmo, Mashkim that are Hesheni can be Mitame something else. What does that mean? Oichel. Now why it's so, we'll see later. But that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, according to Rabbi Yosei, who follows Rabbi Akiva's lead. I'll say it once more now. The Sheretz, the dead Sheretz, is Avatum. And it hanging in the airspace of a Kli Cheres. So the Kli Cheres becomes a Rishon. The Oichlin, or Mashkim, in the Kli Cheres become a Shein. A Rishon makes a Shein. And it says on the Oichlin, Yitmo, which means Yitame, according to Rabbi Akiva. So it means those Oichlin, which are Sheini, can touch a Mashkim, make them a Shlish. On Mashkim, it also says, Mashkim, Asher Yishoseh B'chol Kli Yitmo, so those are Mashkim that became Tomei from the Keli. So the Mashkim are a Sheni. The Mashkim can touch them. Eichel, make it a Shlishi. That's the system of the Pasuk following Rabbi Akiva's lead. I'll talk it over. So Yud Ches Omed Aleph, seven Shulas up from the bottom, the last word. Let's say, if you say Yitmo, but the Mashkim, Yitmo can be Mitame something else, so why do you limit it? That Mashkin can be Mitame Oichlin. Why don't you say Mashkin can be Mitame Kalim too? And Rabbi Yosei had said above, not Kalim. Mashkin can be Mitame Kalim. Why not? If Yitmo can mean Yitame, so let's say Mashkin can be Mitame even Kalim. And Tfilimo is a Kalvachema. That it cannot be. With a Kalvachema, we see it cannot be. That Mashkin should make Tame Kelim. But Lav Kalim, isn't that Kalvachema? Omadoch Kli should make Tame Mashkin. A Kelim is Metame Mashkin, like we see here. The dead Sheretz made the Kli Tame, And the kli makes the mashke tome. Mashke inside the keli becomes tome from the keli. So the keli can make the mashke tome. Amen, tome keli. But the keli cannot make a keli tome. Suppose there was a small keli inside that kli cheres. When a dead sheretz entered the airspace, so the din is only oichlin and mashkin inside that keli become tame, but no keli inside the keli becomes tame. So you see, the keli itself cannot be metame a keli. Again, the keli can be metame the oichlin and mashkin inside, but the keli cannot be metame a keli inside. So the keli itself cannot be metame a keli. Then mashkin, my boy, machmes keli, and eventually a tamas a keli. Mashkim that got that tumor from a keli, surely the mashkim cannot make another keli tumor. And the mashkim received the tumor from a keli. The keli itself could not make another keli tumor. So how could the mashkim that come from a keli make a keli tumor? So therefore, it's out of the question. Mashkim cannot make a keli tumor. Say that. Diba here, on this subject, I have to explain it. Let's say the kli cheres is a keg, a clay keg, 3 feet deep. A dead sheretz entered the airspace, entered 1 inch below the rim of the kli cheres. And a kelim at the bottom of the kli cheres. Let's say other kli cheres at the bottom. But the dead sheretz did not enter into the airspace of the bottom kelim. So therefore, those kelim don't become tummy from the dead sheretz. The top keli, the big one, into whose airspace the dead sheretz enters, becomes tummy. The kli cheres at the bottom of that keg don't become tummy. Only echlin and mashke. Of course, if the sheretz was lowered all the way down, that he entered also the airspace of the kli cheres at the bottom, that's a new story. It had nothing to do with us. Explain that to your neighbors and we're going back. 3 lines up from the bottom. All you proved is that mashkin that became tummy from a keli cannot be metame a keli, because the original tumor of the keli itself could not be metame a keli. So the mashkin that came from tumas keli cannot be metame a keli. Fine. But Emel, let's say kilo metamum. When do you say mashkin are not metame a keli? Mashkin aboy machmas keli. Our mashkin, our boy, machmas sheretz. Suppose a dead sheretz fell into a mashkin. A dead sheretz touched mashkin. It's direct. So maybe those mashkin could be metame a keli. Ochaname de metame. Now, after the word metame, make a line. You shouldn't go see a tame mashkin. Ochaname de metame. So let's say if a dead sheretz touched mashkin, so the dead sheretz could be metame a keli. So the mashkin that come because of a dead sheretz should be metame a keli. So let's say yitmo by mashkin can also sometimes, and you hear me zitame again yitmo by mashkin, but you say itame, who tells you limited? Is metame only oichlin? It could be metame a keli too. In case the mashkin became tame from a dead sheretz directly, it should be able to make a tummy, maybe a keli too. Say the kasha. So once more, to repeat this question, let's say that mashkin had come from keli all night. Can it be made a tummy, a keli? Because the keli itself could not be made a tummy, a keli. So the mashkin that come with the tomb of a keli certainly doesn't have more power than its source. Can it be made a tummy, a keli? But let's say mashkin that came tummy from a sheretz, maybe it could be metame a keli, because the source of the tumor is a sheretz could be metame a keli. So the mashkin that became tummy from a sheretz should be able to metame a keli. That's the most question. And let's say yitame by mashkin includes that case. And for the more mashkin aboy machma sheretz miksiv, is it written in the Torah? A case that a sheretz makes tummy and mashkin. It doesn't say that in the Torah. But we know it of a kal v'chomer. Well, la'av mi kal v'chomer, of course, it doesn't come from a kal v'chomer. Kal Vayomer, briefly, what we learned inside like this. If a mashkin that come from a keli can be mitame, something else, the mashkin come from a sherah shor, it's mitame, something else. That's Kal Vayomer in general. Again, if a mashkin which come from a keli can mitame something else, or the keli can be mitame a keli, the mashkin come from a sherah, surely it's mitame something else. That's a Kal Vayomer. Now, we're on the inside, however, more carefully. Is it a Kal Vayomer? It means we don't have any model in the Torah of a dead sherah mitame mashkin. We only know that a keli is metami the mashki inside of it. But at dead sherets, we don't have a pasuk about that. However, we derive it from the following kalachima. Umaduch mashki na boy machmas keli. Metami, this we learned above. Yitmo yitami. The mashki na boy machmas sherets, lokol shekain. Because the sherets is more chomer than the keli. And that's the source from which we know that mashkin, they come from a sheres, amitami something, it's a Kal Vayomer. So we have a principle, dayoi, it's enough. Lebo min adin something, it comes from a din of a Kal Vayomer. Liyayis kenodin, to be like the source from which you learn. Since you're learning mashkin, machmas sheres, from mashkin, machmas keli, you cannot learn mashkin, machmas sheres, should be any more then mashkin come out with keli. That's always a Kal Vayomer. You cannot jump ahead of your source. And therefore, since mashkin that comes machmas keli can only be mitame mashkin and echlet and not a keli, mashkin, the kama cause of keli, can it be mitame a keli? So mashkin come machmas sheres, although they're mitame, but it can't be mitame a keli. This we heard many times. You say Daya, you say Mr. A, a rich man, should give a big donation. Because Mr. B, a poor man, gave $10. So Mr. A, a rich man, surely should give what? $10. That's all you can learn. You're not justified in saying you should give $11. You're using your own reasoning now. It's not a call of fame anymore. If Mr. B, a poor man, gives $10, then Mr. A, a rich man, surely should give $10. You're limited by diet. The thing from which you learn, that's the model. It can't go beyond your model. So since you're learning machmas, mashkin, that come because of a sheres, from mashkin, that come because of a keli, so it's like mashkin, that come because of a keli. Although they can be metame, but it cannot be a metame keli. So mashkin, that come from a sheres, although they may be metame, they're surely metame. Because sheres is worse than a keli. But you cannot be metame more than the source from which you learn. It's metami, but not keli. They said that inside. So now it is settled. Rabbi Yosef follows Rabbi Akiva. Yitmo v'amashki means yetame. But it means yetame only oichle, not keli. Now the Gemara starts something else. New subject. At two times there's a yitmo. Called oichle. Ashei ochel yitmo, which means yitame, and a mashkin asher yishos yitma yitame. So you have a lima that oichel metame, and a lima that mashkin metame. Now he starts talking. Yitmo the reisha hechi dorish. The first yitmo in the beginning of the pasuk by oichel. How does he dash? Mikol oichel asher yochel asher yovel of mayim yitmo. Yitame, that's how we keep a sheet, yitma means yitame. So oichel, it becomes tame in a kli cheres, in which a dead sheres enter the airspace. That oichel is yitma. But yitma means yitame. What does it mean? Le tame es ha mashkin. The oichel is metame and mashkin. Ah, Tome, you say, le tame es ha mashkin. Oh, eine, maybe it's not so, le tame es ha kli. Maybe that oichel inside the keli, where the dead sheres entered, and that echol becomes tame, so yitma means yitame. Me means the echol becomes tame, and it's metame a keli that it would touch. Who says the echol metame only a mashkin that it touches? Who says that echol in a kli cheres where that shell is entered. If the tummy only a mashkim that it touches, maybe if it touches a keli, it would also make the keli tummy. Yit mo yitame. On Malto, he said a kalvachema. In a kalvachema, you can't say that. It's followed. Umadach mashke, shemitamet. On mashke, kemitame even an eichel. Ain't a bitame keli, like I said above. A mashke cannot make a keli tummy. Then eichel is weaker. Shemitame eichel. And a din shalei tamei keli. Again, the mashke, which has the power to make an eichel tamei, still it cannot make a keli tamei, like we said above. Then eichel, which cannot be a tamei another eichel, surely cannot be a tamei a keli. Because eichel are always easier to be a tamei than a keli. So if eichel cannot be a tamei a eichel, it cannot be a tamei a keli. That settles it. So how do I explain Yitmo? That's written by Eichelin that became Tomei. Yitame es ha-mashkin. It's metame mashkin. Why mashkin? Shehena alulim lekabel to mashkin or easier to become mutumen. We'll soon see what that means. Mashkin are more susceptible to be mekabel to than anything else. Even in Eichelin. Therefore, when you say Eichelin or metame, we take it at its minimum. What's a metame? A metame only mashkim. Because the mashkim are easier to be metame. So eichel is surely not metame a keli. It's out of the question. We just finished the skalvachema. But eichel not even metame eichel. We'll soon see about that. So only metame and mashkim. Because mashkim is the easiest thing to be come tame. So once more now. The more already proved that an eichel that's tame cannot be metame a keli. Now, what does it say there? Yitmo yitame by eichel? So he explains yitame mashkin. That's all. Eichel is metame mashkin. And then not metame, surely not keli, but even not eichel. Only a mashkin. Why mashkin? Because the mashkim are easier and more susceptible to be mekabel tumah. Say that aside. Just to remind ourselves, at the beginning of the sugya, Yud Dalet Omed Aleph, the Gemara says, "Hu tomei ben eisik kayetze be tomei." An eichel in the kamis tomei cannot make another eichel tomei. And we learned at the very beginning of the sugya, "Hu tomei." So it says. We say the Torah comes to say, "Who on that's tummy?" What does that mean? That eichel cannot make another eichel tummy. Now, so the Gemara said, an eichel can be metame mashkin. Why mashkin? Because mashkin are susceptible. Aluli means they're more liable, more susceptible to a couple. Aluli means liable or susceptible. What force you to say mashkin? Eichel metame mashkin. Because of the reason Shum Na Luli Kabul Tumi, because mashkin can easier accept Tumi, like we'll soon see later what that means. Typically, let it come forth from this. There's nothing else that Eichel can metame. It says Yitame by Eichel. Yitma Yitame. That's me metame is something. Shum Dalekim Midachim, there's nothing else. Eichel not metame a keli, like we just said above. Eichel not metame Eichel, like we said, who tame? And that cannot make a Yitzhak tame. Nothing remains, but it says Yitmo Yitame by Eichel. So you must say Mashkin, there's nothing else left. So why do you need a reason to say because Mashkin are more susceptible? So because there's nothing left. That's the only thing you can say. Say the Kasha. When you say the Eichel, Yitame and Mashkin, and you give a reason because the Mashkin are Aluli and are more liable to be Mekabel to, what do you need it for? It has to be metame something, but it says yitma yitame. And since it cannot be metame a keli, and it cannot be metame another eichel, because it's tame who? So what's left? So you must say eichel metame a mashke, because it says yitma yitame. So why do you have to give a reason? Alul and kabel tumen, and tzvedik mahochi kama. You need that reason. But there's still some way to squirm out of the previous argument. Mahochi kama. The chitim, he might say, Eichel Chomer, Eichel is more chomer than a mashkin. I mean, a mashkin, I'm a tamei a keli. All right. But maybe Eichel could be a tamei a keli. Why? Because Eichel is more chomer than a mashkin. The metamei mashkin. Eichel is metamei mashkin. So let's say, since Eichel can be metamei a mashkin, and mashkin are not metamei mashkin, mashkin metamei Eichel. Mashkin are metamei mashkin. So let's say, that since Eichel can be metamei a mashkin, metamei likely, that Eichel be metamei a keli. Again, above you said, since a mashkin, which came in metame Eichel, and not metame a keli, then the Eichel, which cannot be metame another Eichel, sure is not metame a keli. So Moira says, now, let's say the opposite, that although a mashke cannot be metame a keli, because a mashke cannot be metame a mashke, but the Eichel, which could be metame a mashke, should be metame a keli. So now we have two choices how to say that. Therefore, he says, I hear the reason that Eichel is metamei mashkin. Not because Eichelin are so important that he metamei mashkin. I humor the mashkin who. It's because the strictness of mashkin. Mashkin, they accept tume because they're easier to become tume. Not because Eichel can be metamei things more easily. No. Eichel can be less metamei things than mashkin. Only the reason mashkin become tume from Eichelin is because mashkin are more susceptible to tume. Now what that means, we'll soon see. But first, let's understand what he said. I'll repeat the whole business again. Before, the Gemara said, Eichelin are not metame keli. Because ma'adah from mashkin, which are metame eichelin, so they're not metame keli. Then eichelin, which are not metame eichelin, surely are not metame keli. So now the Gemara says, let's turn that around and say like this. Mashkim and Amitame Kalim, but they're not Metame Mashkim. They're weak. But Eichlin, which are Metame Mashkim, maybe it could be Metame Kalim. So he says, no, the reason Eichlin Metame Mashkim, not because Eichlin are so important that it can be Metame. No. On the contrary, because Mashkim are more Tame. Mashkim have bigger affinity for Tame. Not because it's a sign that Eichlin have power to transmit to me. No. If it was a mashkin, have more power to accept to me. So it's not a weakness of a mashkin that Eichlin can be tame the mashkin. It's not a strength of the Eichlin, a weakness of a mashkin. No, on the contrary. Mashkin are more homework in this sense also. That the, not only mashkin can be tame Eichlin, but mashkin can become tame from Eichlin. Because the mashkim are susceptible to tumen more than anything else. That's all. So therefore, the fact that Eichel are metame mashkim doesn't give it any leverage. Therefore, it should be metame kalim. Can you repeat the argument now?
Okay. The Gemara is saying, wanted to make a kal v'chomer that mashkim cannot be metame other mashkim.
Because mashkin has a superior power to receive tumen. And why that is, we'll soon see. Say that inside if you can. So the Gemara answered that the fact that Eichlin are metame and mashkin is not the superiority of Eichlin, it's because of the superiority of mashkin. Mashkin, just like they can be metame things, can also more easily become tumen. Flag the Gemara, or more he ali lusun. What's their vulnerability? I mean, that it can more easily become tame. Shemekablem tume shelo behechsher. Mashkin can become tame without any preparation. Eichel can never become tame unless it was watered, became wetted. Eichel, after they're plucked from the tree or from the ground, have to be wetted once, even though the wetness dries off subsequently. But the wetness makes them mukshala kabal tuma. Without that, it cannot become tuma. Let's say, pull an apple off a tree, and even though the apple goes into the oil mess, apple doesn't become tuma. Because not mukshala kabal tuma. It had to be wetted down at least once. But mashke don't need any preparation. They're ready to make kabal tuma. So therefore, mashkim or alulim are more susceptible to kabal tuma. Say that. Now, we learned above that Rabbi Akiva, all the Darsons, Yitmo, Yitame, still he follows also the way we read it, Yitmo, Yitmo. Above we learned that. What does that mean? He learns that Oichlin can be Mitame something else, and Mashk can be Mitame something else, because Yitmo is Yitame. He also learns Yitmo, it remains Tomei and cannot go further. In some case, it doesn't go further. Like a plain shot. Yitmo means it's intransitive. Doesn't go further. And the Gemara said above as follows. Yitmo dein oisika yeitzibo, that the Eichel cannot make another Eichel Tomei. And Mashke cannot make another Mashke Tomei. That's how we learned above. Yitmo Yitame. So the Yitame we use, it can be Tame is something else, not the same kind. Yitmo comes to say the same kind that cannot be Mitame. Both doshes. Now, why do I need that? Mehochanaf, you learn it from that play. Hochan is from here. Mehochan, I learned it from a different place. This is a Chayutim Mayim Al Zera. But nothing they belong to all of Tome who? We said that on Dav Yadala Dome Dala. Who Tome? Ben Isaac, Tome Isaac. Can I make somebody else Tome? So we have two different places to tell us that an element like a Mashke or an element like a Echol cannot be Metame something of the same element. Why do you need two Psukim for that? And then Echol cannot be Metame Echol or a Mashke cannot be Metame a Mashke. You're learning from two separate places. Here you learn it from Yitmo, and above you learn it from Tomehu, say the Kasha. Abishai, you should enjoy this sugya. It won't last forever. You look back with longing someday. Good old days. Remember when we learned that sugya years ago? Those were the days. Yitmo, the last word. Above we learn that on the pasuk, O Eichel, kol O Eichel Asher Ye'ochel, Yitmo, and Amashke Asher Yishosa Bechol Kli, Yitmo, that's the Eichlin, inside that Kli Cheres, into whose airspace a dead sheres was hanging. The dead sheres is an avatune, makes the keli avishan, and the oichlin, or the maske inside yitmo, becomes shame. And according to Rabbi Kiva's system, which Rabbi Yose was repeating, yitmo means yitame. So it means that Eichel can be Metame a Mashke, and a Mashke can be Metame Eichel. Eichel, which happens to be a Sheni in this case, can be Metame a Mashke, and a Mashke, which happens to be a Sheni, can be Metame Eichel. But we learn also an Eichel cannot be Metame an Eichel, because the word Yitame is one way of reading the word, but the word is ordinarily read as Yitmo. Yitame is a transitive verb. Yitame is something else. Yitmo is intransitive. It becomes Tame. So the word has two meanings. Oichol becomes Tame, Yitame can be Tame at Mashke. As far as another Eichel is concerned, it's only Yitma. It itself can become Tami, but it cannot be Tami another Eichel. Also the Mashke. A Mashke can be Tami Eichel, that's Yit Tami. Tami another Mashke cannot, there you have Yitma. So you have two senses to the word. One is the way it's actually read, Yitmo, it itself is Tami. And another sense is the way Rabbi Akiva read it, and Rabbi Yisrael follows his lead, it means you're Tame also. So how can you reconcile both? So we say you're Tame if it's not the same. But the same, Eichel is only Yitmo. Now first talk it over. Now in the middle of the Amen, the last word in the line, Yitmo. Yitmo dein oise kayetze bo. Yitmo that it cannot make Tame the same kind. Eichel cannot be made Tame and Eichel. May Hachenach, you learn it from here, from the word Yitmo, that you read Kipshuta Yitmo. May Hasunach, you learn it from there, you derive it from someplace else. It says, Chiyuta Mayim al Zera, Venotam and Yivlosim, a dead sheretz falls on the Zera, on the grain. Tame who? Now the word who is superfluous. To emphasize, who Tame? And it cannot make other Eichel in Tomei. See, here we have a pasuk which teaches that Eichel cannot make another Eichel Tomei. Now you have two different psukim for the same limit. That's a kasha. Here you say, Litma is Tomei, not Metame. And then you say, Tomei who is not Metame. Two psukim for the same purpose. And for Litma, we need both psukim. Mashkin that became Tommy because of a dead sheretz that touched the mashkin. So the mashkin are Avishan. Still the mashkin cannot be made Tommy other mashkin. That metame keyesabe. Bechad the mashkin aboy machmas kli. Mashkin come because of the keli, the mashkin are a sheni, for the dead sheretz is Avishan. The keli, the sheretz is an avatume, the keli is a rishon, and the mashkim are a sheni. So it has to tell us, in both cases, it's tome, but cannot be mitame other mashkim, whether it's a rishon or a sheni. First chapter here. And we need both cases. We need a pasuk of mashkim and boyim machmos sheretz, in not mitame. Kayetze by the same kind, and Mashkin and Boya Machmas Kele. The Ashmi, if you will let us hear by Mashkin and Boya Machmas Kele, it's not Metame other Mashkin, I would say Mishum, the Luchamile. It's not that severe, because it's only a Shlishi. The Mashkin is only a Sheni. Sheras is Av, the Kele of the Rishon. The mask is a sheni. So a sheni, I would say, cannot be metame, other mask. Ah, well, be a mask and a boy mach mesheret. But a dead sheret tells the mask him directly. Dead sheret is an ov, and the mask him are ishna. So I would say, the chmira, since it's more chomer, since this mask him is a ishna, aim, I would say, aisha tuva ke yesma, kimi metame and mask him. All that's the same kind. Just to tell us, no. Even there, it's Ametame Mashke. It's Metame Echna, but not Mashke. Even though it's Mashke, it became Tame. Warishan, it cannot be Metame, other Mashke. Yeah, Fregim Hore. So why do I need two Psukim? Lashmina, let it teach us. Mashke, I boy Mach Mesheret, which are more Homer. And even then, it's not Metame, other Mashke. I would know Kol Shkei Maskin Boimach was Kli. So what's superfluous to tell us that? That Maskin Boimach was Kli are also not Metame other Maskin. And for the Gemara, Mil said the Asya, the Kalvachema, something that you can derive, it means of a Kalvachema, it happens sometimes, Torah, because of Lakot. The Pusik takes the trouble to write it. The reason is there, but sometimes it happens that way. So therefore, we have two psukim that tell us the mashkim are not metame other mashkim. When it's talking about mashkim that are tami from the sheretz, when they talk about mashkim, they're talking from the kevet, not tami other mashkim. Say that. So just as well as said, it's talking about two kinds of erklin. Erkel abo machmas keli, erkel abo machmas sheretz. Because it's talking about both erklin and mashkim in that pasuk. So therefore, the one says mashkim, it just shows one of the two possibilities. Because just as well said, one pasuk yitmor, and one pasuk tomehu, doesn't make a yetzibay. He has an erkel abo machmas keli, and an erkel abo machmas sheretz. By time. Now it starts a subject, a new subject. It has some connection with the last time's Gemara. Omar le Rabbi ne le Rav Ashi. What do we say about Rabbi Yosei, who holds that mashkin have a tumen and can be mitame something else? Mashkin can be mitame erchlin. Because he followed in the footsteps of his teacher, Rabbi Akiva, who learns Yitmo Yitame. That's what we said on Ahmed Aleph. Rabbi Yosei read, instead of Yitmo, read Yitame to tell her that Mashkin came in Yitame something else. That's how he knows Mashkin have a tumor and came in Yitame something else. Because he followed in footsteps of Yaki. So he asked the Kasha. Because Omar Rabbi said elsewhere, we didn't learn that. Lo Rabbi Yosei Sovak Rabbi Akiva, Lo Rabbi Akiva Sovak Rabbi Yosei. They don't hold like each other. Now, and what things don't they hold like each other, we'll see soon. But right now, at least one thing we see, Rabbi Yosei does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. So what are you telling me above? Rabbi Yosei followed in the footsteps of Rabbi Akiva and said, Yitmo means Yitame, and therefore Mashki can be Mitame something else. Omale, so Rabbi Ashi replied, Rabbi Yosei Vishitas Rabbi Akiva Amala. Rabbi Yosei, what he said above, said it in the Shita of his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. Yitmo Yetame, then Mashkin Kiretame is something else. But actually, he himself, Rabbi Yosei, Lo Svira doesn't hold that. That's all. So when Rav Ovadia said Rabbi Yosei does not hold like Rabbi Akiva, he's telling us what Rabbi Yosei personally holds, not like Rabbi Akiva. So when you learn that above, Rabbi Yosei holds Mashkin Kiretame is something else, that whole Shita, the whole Sukkah, was only because Rabbi Yosei is telling us what his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva holds. It means Yitmo means Yitame. But Rabbi Yosei himself doesn't hold that. He doesn't say Yitmo means Yitame. That's what the Rebbe said later. Rabbi Yosei did not hold like Rabbi Akiva said that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.